You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Deputy Opposition Leader Nicola Willis.
Morena, Nicola, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm really well, thank you.
It's great to chat with you. Last time we spoke was just a couple of days shy of Chris Luxon's State of the Nation speech that he made at a National Party conference. And I'm interested in sort of picking that apart a little bit and having a conversation about it. What does the National Party see as their main goals heading into this election year?
Well, our main goals are to demonstrate to New Zealanders that we have the best plans for reducing the cost of living, for lifting incomes for all, for restoring law and order, delivering future-proofed infrastructure and improving frontline health and education services. So that's our goal, and you'll be hearing a lot of policy from us over the next few months in the run-up to the election, which is intended to show a different direction from the current government that will deliver more for Kiwis.
Well, we have heard about your education policy so far, and that's been met by, mixed responses. The teachers' union's not extremely pleased about it, but you're planning to focus on basics, particularly literacy and numeracy. Why is the National Party wanting to hone in on that?
Well, look, can I first say I've been door-knocking, as you do as an MP, and I can tell you that parents and homes in Wellington are very enthusiastic about the policy because, like National, they share a concern that the future of our country is really about how well-equipped our kids are, and both international testing and testing here at home shows that our basic reading, writing and math skills have gone backwards. I don't think any of us want that, particularly in lower decile schools where a very small proportion of students are achieving what are pretty basic standards. So we want to fix that. And our proposal is pretty simple. Let's get schools focused on the basics, primary schools doing an hour of maths, reading and writing a day, a really clear curriculum that sets out what children need to learn each year in those core subjects, regular assessment, and then giving parents progress reports on how students are progressing against those expected standards. And finally, making sure teachers get the training that they need in those basics, that they're assessed on them at teacher training college, and that there's a resource bank available to them. So instead of, as some teachers do, as they tell me, spending the weekend trying to design lesson plans and work out how they should teach the curriculum, they can actually download lesson plans and resources to help them teach.
Okay, well, when we talk about assessment, because that's been something that's been criticised from this policy, particularly looking at two tests a year for students between the age of year 3 and year 8. Now, there's been quite a lot of international criticism and international focus on the way that testing cultures in countries like England and other parts of the UK has actually had a detrimental impact on youth outcomes. What's the National Party's interest in having a greater testing brought into the New Zealand school education system?
This is about two things, and it's going to be testing done well. Progress reporting, which is about checking out where a child is relative to the reading, writing and math skills you'd expect, and seeing what progress they've made since the next test.
But how is that different from a test, just sitting a test? You know, those are things that are stressful for adults to have to take.
Well, we have this incredible tool called eAstl in New Zealand, which you can, as a teacher, design to exactly hit the skills that you're trying to teach and assess in a particular student. And look, I think that students really enjoy knowing how they are progressing. And it makes for really good conversations with parents too, when they can say, hey, look, I can see that you've made more progress in math since the last test. That's because you've been doing that practice. That's because you've been working hard. When we're flying blind and we don't know whether a child is progressing or not, unfortunately, many children end up getting left behind. They get through the school system without anyone really knowing that they haven't achieved what they should have achieved. And that sets them up, frankly, for a lifetime of failure. Because if you don't have the ability to read, write and do maths well, you're not going to have much well-being in the long run, because your potential will not be fulfilled.
Okay, well, there's not much of a focus on the arts in this conversation at all. And we've also seen international research and research from Aotearoa prove that STEAM approaches rather than STEM, so taking the arts as a core subject, makes much better outcomes for children in the long run and for children as they become adults into their working lives as well. What's the National Party's approach to bringing the arts focus into a curriculum?
Well, I fully expect that our teachers will incorporate the arts into their teaching at primary school. And I've seen the way teachers do that. They do an incredible job of integrating it often with the other parts of the curriculum, whether it's teaching about another culture or history through art, whether it's doing a writing exercise in which they're mimicking the poetry of another artist. So I think that happens really well in our schools. Our teachers are well equipped in that, and there's every ability for that to continue within National's plan.
Now, secondary school teachers are striking again today. How would the National Party propose to support teachers? If we're talking about education, how are you proposing to support teachers if you were elected this coming year?
Well, we've committed that in every teacher pay round that we face as a government, teachers can expect an increase in pay. We're very conscious of the issue that teachers are highlighting at the moment, which is there's not much use in a pay rise if it then gets eaten up by a rising cost of living and inflation. So we're very conscious of the need to manage inflation and ensure that pay rises are real.
So are you saying that the National Party would commit to raising pay in match with inflation?
Well, of course, if we have inflation running at 7.2% into the future, which is what it is right now, we've got a major problem in New Zealand. So we're not going to commit to a particular level of pay increase today. We'll do those negotiations in government, just as the current government isn't committing to a particular level at this point. Those negotiations should happen confidentiality. Can I say the other thing that's important to National? Is we want to move more resources into frontline teaching, because in recent years a lot of resources have gone into the Ministry of Education and the backroom bureaucracy at the expense of the frontline. And a startling stat that I had shared with me by a teacher actually recently was that the Ministry of Education now employs around 3,000 staff on an average salary of $140,000 a year, whereas the average teacher's being paid $81,000 a year. And there's something imbalanced about that.
Okay, well, let's talk about, it's been a very heated week in the media and in politics since the anti-transgender speaker, Posy Parker, made her way to Aotearoa and was roundly sent home by large anti-TERF protests in both Tāmaki Makaurau, Auckland, Christchurch, Dunedin and Wellington, had huge rallies in support of trans rights. Now, something that's come out of this that the National Party seems to have honed in on is Marama Davidson's comments made in a video that was filmed by the far-right group Counterspin moments after she'd been hit by a motorbike, saying that cis white men were the main perpetrators of violence. Now, this is something that Chris Luxon is wanting her to apologise for. Is this not just stoking this very heated moment, Nicola?
Well, I think it was a disappointing comment from the Minister for the Prevention of Violence, because what she did was she brought race into an argument where it shouldn't be brought in.
Okay, but it might have been quite blunt language, but the statistics and the experts do agree with her position on this.
Well, as the Prime Minister has said, actually, it's factually incorrect to say that cis white men are the only perpetrators of violence. That's not true.
I don't think she was saying they were the only perpetrators. Well, I just want to get back to the point here, Nicola.
Violence,
the point is that,
sure,
is this not...
violence is something that occurs within all ethnicities in New Zealand.
This is true. This is true. But the point I'm asking is this not continuing to stoke a very heated political moment where at the very bottom line, it's trans people's rights and lives that are the political football getting kicked around here? Is this not a distraction? Why is the National Party deciding to focus on this?
Well, Marama Davidson, by making those comments, chose this distraction. She's since expressed some regret for the way she expressed herself, so she shares our view that that was not expressed well. What she hasn't done, and which I think, you know, is the obvious next step, is if this was a consequence of being hit by a bike and she wasn't expressing herself properly, just say, look, I'm sorry I expressed myself that way. Sorry is a really little word, but it can go a long way.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Nicola. It's been great to speak with you today. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Have a great week.
Kia ora.
That was What's Up with Deputy Opposition Leader Nicola Wilson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.